Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So that is what happened. God brought the last father, Jacob, Joseph was already there, into Egypt. And took very good care of them. In fact, they lived in the best of places. Because Joseph, who was the prime minister of Egypt at the time, took very good care of his Jewish brothers. So they were enjoying in the womb of Africa. And through our feeding, they were feeding. Until they grew and they became very big. This was the third trimester. At that time, you know that if the baby is comfortable in the womb of the mother, there will be no birth. So suddenly, your body, which was good to you, begins to oppress you. Mothers know what I'm talking about. So there arose a Pharaoh who didn't know the people of Israel. Because it was the third trimester. And they oppressed the people of Israel that they felt like going out of their mother's womb. Finally, they left. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And this is what I want you to understand. That if God found us worthy to be the mothers of his people, then today, God is looking up to the nation of dark-skinned people to conceive his people. I said to conceive his purposes. To conceive his agenda. And bring forth to it. Hallelujah. That is why you and I have been gifted and graced. That beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, dark-skinned people are going to pray. They are going to bring the offerings of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
They are going to birth the offerings of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that the spirit of supplication, the spirit of asking things from people that seem to be a feature of dark-skinned people, every time they are stretching their hands and asking somebody, give me something, it is something which is perverted. It is a grace God has given to us. They call it in Zechariah the spirit of supplication. And the spirit of supplication is for us to ask God for supplies, to supplicate, to cry out to God, that Lord God, let your agenda be born on the face of this earth.
Hallelujah.
Our instinct for the spiritual and our instinct for prayer and for asking things is not to be a selfish thing. Why we gather in prayer meetings and we are praying just for ourselves. We are praying just for ourselves. There is an agenda of God out there. There are people of God. God wants to beg. As in the beginning, so is it now. But he's looking for people who understand the calling, that the sun is shining, that my gifts and my callings are without repentance, and they are opening the door and they are partaking in what God is doing in this end time.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in our prayer services, God wants to see beyond the rivers of Ethiopia a people who take Europe and say that, Lord, what is your kingdom agenda for Europe? We are betting it. We are the mothers of all these people. Don't you know? Have you not been told that Africa is the cradle of civilization, that the first man looked like us, that we betted all the races, because out of the dark skin of black comes every color. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that we are the parent color. We are the parents of the things that God wants to do.
Yes.
As long as it pertains to this earth, He is looking for human instrumentality. And let us not let our problems overwhelm us, that our instinct to pray becomes a selfish one, where we are praying for ourselves and all that. Let us take Syria and let us bring God's agenda there. Because Abraham was a Syrian. And God says that I will not leave the Arabic community alone. He ministered to Naaman, and Jesus is going to minister to the Arabic community. Some people must understand the agenda of God.
Yes.
The kingdom agenda is not a small agenda that we have food, that our church is growing, then all those kind of things. It is agenda to affect the world, and your church will grow. Your church will grow.
Yes.
Pastors, listen, as long as we have this grace and we have this calling, God is calling us one more time to push His people out of Egypt, out of Africa, that all over the world, God's kingdom and His agenda will be effect everybody.
Praise God! Minu miya niya wa juma ya brianis mami pa. Wanyami wa boye se yam na yam wonyoma. Wasi yam pa ibana ya bana nye radi mami ya dyanye mami danyo. Wanyami ya yen se Syria niya befa. Wanyami utri po bena uwoma Syria. Na minu miya niya bom pa ye au Syria. Wanyami pe edia tu Syria. And you radim me, I radim me die. Say a person, you're sorry, Jinny. You're person, you're minister Kanya. And you're one for a mighty son, Nigeria. When you would trip up and war on Nigeria. Now we'll burn Nigeria through some pie. I want to be who said with you soon. And it's my son, Nayawa. Hallelujah. Amen.
The third agenda of God for dark skinned people today.
Now, they are to sum you and Sunny.
Jesus. Which, because He is Alpha and Omega, He is establishing in Africa. Is the training of people for God's kingdom. If there are any people who understand the kingdom system, it is Africans. Because our culture is very close to the kind of system that God wants to establish. If you understand what God did through Egypt, dark-skinned people, to Moses, Moses had to be trained. The first leader of God's people, called Moses, had to be trained. He had to be trained for the kingdom system. He wasn't originally to be a lawgiver. Exodus 19, 5 to 6 says that if they were going to follow the voice of God and the covenant of God, God was going to make them a special people and a kingdom of priests.
Now, when some say, Israel for ever to win and
because they shunned the kingdom system, God gave them the law. But Moses was trained for the kingdom system in Africa. He was trained for 40 years in the palace of The Pharaoh. The first leader of Israel. My black people. Training him. Afterwards, he went for another 40-year training in another black land called Midian. And in Midian, ladies and gentlemen, he met a man called Jethro. His actual name is Reuel. Jethro is like a title. Jethro means his excellence. Jethro is also translated prince. This Jethro, who the Bible says was a priest of Midian, was not just a priest, but he was his excellency. So he was a priest, but he was a prince also. In Jethro, we see the foreshadow of what we should enjoy in the kingdom system as kings and priests. So Jethro called Moses through the seven daughters. He says, bring him, come, Moses, come. He gave him a wife. And then he trained him for 40 years in the kingdom system as a prince and a priest. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It's wonderful. So Moses had to be schooled in Midian. Midian is one of the children of Abraham through Keturah. So dark-skinned people had to train the people, the first leader of Israel called Moses. What does that tell us? That God wants to use us to train kingdom leaders for our time. I will say it again. As it was in the beginning, if we believe that the gospel of the kingdom is going to be re-preached, and then the end will come, and we believe we are in the end time, it is time to train kingdom leaders for God's kingdom agenda, because he's about coming as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we shall rule with him on the earth.
Hallelujah. Na say ya gidi se wonyame na wo shase no obewie nye wo wie ya media enye na wonyame de ode ye ashase no osande ya beye bion se ye be kosora titi wonyankopon krofo a wo mo beye ahenie num akanfo e wa bi man.
That is why in the New Testament also,
enuti na wa panfo fro no so,
Jesus Christ,
Yesu,
had to be sent at the time he was being formed. Some people think that Jesus was taken to Egypt when he was a little baby, like 2 months or 3 months. No, he was 2 years old. He was walking. Please understand that he was a perfect. There was no sin in him. It wasn't as if his legs couldn't. He was at 2 years old. He was a fully developed. Don't use your 2 year old child because of some curses and sins and all that. He cannot form well. I want you to see the perfection of God. At the age of 2, Herod wanted to kill him. So he says that take him away so that he killed people from 2 years downwards. He was about 2 years old when he left to Egypt. At the time he was being formed, ladies and gentlemen, he picked up the lessons and the cultures of Africa.
Wow. Oh, Jesus Christ, Jesus. And now I didn't fear me and not Herod. What person will kuno? And it's when I miss you, Joseph, that I say, I'm from a banu janiko. Faniko Egypt. Now, how do I pass out here? Yes, you fear me and not a friend and not walk me when you cry with an answer. Now, so when I'm a maniko, I'm a cosina Egypt, I'm brab bomb, say no, bibia.
If we train kingdom leaders,
say,
ladies and gentlemen, be not deceived. It is by the grace of God that we did it. Who are we to receive the Son of God Most High on our soil?
And for
him to mingle with our people, pick language, pick whatever thing from Africa, until God told him to go back. I believe that just as we trained Moses, just as we trained Jesus into Evetter Commons, it is time for us to train kingdom bringers, kingdom leaders.
Hallelujah.
The third thing I want to talk to you about God's kingdom agenda for dark skinned people today is leading the church into the promised land. Leading the church of God into the promised land. If you read Numbers chapter 10, verse 29 downwards, you'll know that although Moses, Aaron, and Miriam were called to lead the people of Israel to the promised land, they could not. Actually, Joshua took them there. And Joshua was with a certain man called Hobab. Actually, he started with Moses in the wilderness. And Moses appealed to him. This was Moses' brother-in-law, Zipporah, Moses' wife's brother, that come with us and be our eyes, see for us, lead us, be the visionary, and take us to the land of promise, because we don't know this terrain. We are in a wilderness. We want to get out. We want to get into rulership in the land of Canaan.
Now, our friend Akunta, say Akunta, bra. Now, bra, be ye niwa mayen. Jayan fo yen kosa asasusun se ye niwa.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So although he was not in the original leadership, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, God brought him in to share the leadership of the over 3 million Jews who had to move to the promised land. And in Judges chapter 1 verse 16, he got them there. That dark-skinned man called Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, got them to the promised land. Ladies and gentlemen, it teaches us one thing. It gives us hope for one thing. That whereas the history of Africa, it's as if even there are no black people in the Bible. It's as if, as for us, God cannot use us for anything consequential. But look at the big things that God is using dark-skinned people for. It is the same in the New Testament church. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, dark-skinned people led the New Testament church to a place where they were identified with Jesus. The Bible says it was in Antioch, where there were certain prophets and teachers, and there were five of them. Three were dark-skinned people. Turn to Acts chapter 13. I will show you that. Sure. Now, it was in this Antioch that the disciples, the Holy Spirit records it, they were first called Christians. In other words, it was in Antioch, named after Antiochus Epiphanes, a certain wicked ruler, who... It was in Antioch that the dark-skinned leadership led the church to be identified with Jesus for the first time, that they call them Christians. That's the promised land for the church. When we are identified with Jesus and they call us Christians, like Christ.
Proud black man. What did I make an answer? What's it here? And son of a young coupon crap, powerful from the Asaha, said that Danunia may need a swap, powerful from the Mediaho. What's it, Crubby? I have friend Antioch. And Penny for us on Penny for no Muyenu. Me and Nuya be before South Crona Antioch, Kohono. And now one more to me, Jack, Christosum Koho. One more young crow for the Antioch Cronum and your dear Christianity. Hallelujah. But yeah, we are Christian, you won't bounce some Sanya Mian when I won a woman dee Christianity. Christopher, then I am a Christopher, hallelujah. point where you saw for the Amaya and Crophonia, you may say, Wunama, Bawa Coco, so we have been. Anya, you crack us, Antioch. Yana, Yamaya, Fred Christopher, Christians. Hallelujah!
Listen, wow. Listen, the ultimate of God is for the church to come to the stature of Christ.
Now, when you meet the one, said, I saw you know, you better Christ.
This one happened first in Antioch.
Now, why that the kind were Antioch?
That disciples were first called Christians.
Actually, I said, when you meet the one, your friend was my Christopher.
They got to the promised land.
Now, when we do what you
the ultimate of God for the church.
When you go point to power, what the man
said. Now, look at the composition of the leadership of the church in Antioch. Because the point I'm teaching you is that it was dark-skinned people God used to send the church in the wilderness to their place of promise. And he repeats it because the gift and the callings of God, they cannot be repented. God doesn't change it. Are you excited about that? I'm teaching you this so that you open your window, your door of faith.
Hallelujah.
When you hear this word and let the Son of God shine into the darkness of Africa, that we will walk with God in the light.
Now, in a church
that had reached the ultimate, the disciples were called, identified with Christ, Christians. There were certain prophets and teachers. Five of them. Number one, Barnabas. Number two, Simeon. He was called Niger. The Greek, if you take any Greek dictionary, nigger is black. I know you hear about the word nigger. It's an old Latin that got itself into Greek. Nigger is black in your Greek Bible. That's the first black man. Lucius of Cyrene. Cyrene, you see, he said of Cyrene. When he says something is off, it means that he comes from there. He's off. He's not even from. You can be from Cyrene and not be of Cyrene. You can be from America and not be of America.
Yeah.
He is of Cyrene. Cyrene is a city in the northeastern part of Libya, which is Africa.
Another nigger, and I am born in.
That's black man, black leader in the church that took them to the promised land.
Well,
number two.
Hey.
Some people don't like this prophetic word
we like it to black people. Like
I have called you by name and
like
I'm giving
it.
You God's word.
Yes. Yes.
You are thinking about white people that, oh, no. God gives specific word. Everywhere he gives specific word. Receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going somewhere. Let me finish. Manian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch,
hey.
The third black person in the leadership was Saul. Saul, I know some of you are confused.
Yes.
You don't know that Saul looked black. If you go read Acts chapter 21, there was an intelligence officer, a captain. Paul was on trial. He didn't know. He hadn't met Paul physically before. Now, when this captain, this intelligence officer, like a CIA man, saw Paul for the first time, nobody had introduced Paul to him. So he asked Paul, are you not that Egyptian who led some rebels to rebel in the wilderness? Are you not that? The question is that if Paul had light skin, he had blonde hair, yellow hair. If Paul's hair was yellow and his eyes were blue, like a Scandinavian, somebody from Finland, and his skin was light. Will this intelligent captain look at Paul and say, are you not that Egyptian? There was something about Paul that identified him with Africa. So although he was a Jewish person, the captain confused, said, are you not that African? Because his skin was dark.
Hallelujah. Was it Papa way? I see I did. I heard Paul leading us to Paul. Who knows how Quebi now or Cocan Toquebi or Honin Crophobic or Cantocana or Fijitana? So for Siobisa, say, and a Paul, a good net, and then and a Paul, a cocoa. And kapapai CID ni wa bishop Paul ni ndie bisani bia na. Nso de fra the Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to be bypassed at all.
Enya dia wo nya wed.
As far as the church of the Lord realizing the full stature of Christ.
Emia wo nya poma. Ye 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 bedu pempes bia ye se Christo no.
As it was in the beginning with Hobab.
Said ya na eti e wo Hobab abreso.
As it was the first time the church was identified with Christ.
Na se edikanya enipa tumin ma esuafo ne yeka se wo mo se Christo no.
Whatever was written is written for our learning.
Adiabiara wa tro bia wa tro se yebesua.
Not our reading. You see how detailed I am with you. Because these are things that you have to learn it. They are written for your learning. So that you have hope. So that you know that the sun is shining outside. That God will do it for you again. Because there is no variation with him. Neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let me talk to you about the fourth thing. The fourth role of the dark-skinned man in God's kingdom agenda today is for us to be the organizers of the kingdom church. There is a kingdom church. And there is a religious church. The kingdom church has got the keys of the kingdom for heaven to be represented on earth. The kingdom church wants heaven to come down. The religious church wants the earth to vamoose to heaven. We have to organize the kingdom church. Because Jethro, the prince and the priest of Midian. There was a time in the book of Numbers chapter 18. When God brought Israel out of Egypt. And Jethro heard it. He went to meet Moses with Zipporah and the two children of Moses who were with him. He was happy. He called all of them together. Including the elders of Israel. And he offered, oh hallelujah, because he was Abraham's child. No, I'm talking about Midian is Abraham's child. They had learned the burnt offering thing. So he offered burnt offering and sacrifices and they ate. The Bible says Moses and the elders of Israel ate with Jethro before God. Listen carefully, you don't know the story, I'm telling you. The next day or so, Jethro saw Moses. He was sitting there. And the people of Israel had done a very long line. And he saw he was talking to them. Everybody will come and they will go and the next time will come. And then he called Moses. Moses, come. He said, what you are doing is not good. God is taking you into the kingdom. At this time, the law had not been given. There was nothing like law. He said, he's going to make them a kingdom of priests. And then he saw what Moses is doing. He says, what you are doing here, you will tie yourself down. And the people too will be tied in the line. He says, come, let me give you advice. I want you to break the people into thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, and set rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens over them, and let those people attend to their problems when they want to know things of God. Let those rulers attend to them and let them bring you only the difficult thing. And then he told him that if you do this, and he added that God is commanding you so. Can you imagine? His Excellency. This man was so excellent that he had to organize the church. The Bible says that Moses listened to his father-in-law and he structured the church. He built kingdom structures in the church. in the wilderness.
And everything was going beautiful.
Now, Sir Jethro, your friend, His Excellency, your friend, Moses,
Thus came people hear the word of the Lord. That God's agenda for you today is for you to build kingdom structures in the church. Don't wait for white people to build it before you build it. As long as we are waiting upon what white people have done to follow, God's agenda for the church of the Lord will not be done. If we believe that the kingdom of God is about coming, and our Jesus is coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then it is time for us to put the structures in place. Because He is coming for a church that has no blame as far as His kingdom agenda is concerned. That is why God had to use another dark-skinned man called Paul. To build kingdom structures in the New Testament church. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you say, let the prophet speak this, and let this one do this, and let this say, this one is a commandment of the Lord. If you have this, bring. And that is why Paul wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. He was just an organizer. He was a builder. He wasn't just a building contractor, building tents. He was building the church of the Lord. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.